Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, musicians. Praise the Lord. Now, we got 500 of these cards. And the service is next Sunday. So.
Two Sundays. This is 21st.
Okay. Two Sundays away. Praise the Lord. So, two Sundays away, which is not a long time. If you can find someone. In fact, my message today, I hope you'll hear it, because God wants to do something very special in your life. Amen. Amen. And by God doing very special things in your life, God is going to do very special things in our church. Amen. I believe that. Anyone else believe that? Amen. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 2. Just one verse and I'll let you be seated. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Amen. Right now. Someone say right now. Right now is time to be saved. Praise the Lord. My topic today, one single word, intentionality. Praise the Lord. It's a hard one to say. Only say it once because you'll mess it up the second time. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. We ask even now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would help us to be intentional. God, that you would set our mind to be focused. Lord, that you would gather in our thoughts and gather in our hearts. And Lord, help us, Jesus, to be directed by you. Lord, put words in my mouth and open our hearing. Help us, Lord, to know your will for this time. And thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Behold, now. There's more than one person that said, now is the day of salvation. Praise the Lord. I believe God wants us to live for Him right now. You know, there's sometimes people say, well, when I get things straightened out, you know, when I get things in order, when I get my life together, when I stop doing this or start doing that, you know, the reasons could go on and on forever. Amen. But right now is the time. Amen. There is the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, God is emphasizing, I believe, that there is an urgency in our day, in our time, in your life, in my life. There's an urgency. Salvation is not for tomorrow or sometime later. Teenager maybe would think, well, when I get to be an adult. No, I tell you, God wants you to live for Him right now. Amen. Right now is the day to live for God. Amen. You see, salvation, even revival, you know, we could say that our revival is 2 weeks away. No, God wants us to be in revival right now. Today, He wants us to be in revival. Amen. Praise the Lord. Salvation, revival demands a now response. Romans chapter 13, verse number 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Amen. Right now is the time. Praise the Lord. The urgency is not just for the world to awaken out of sleep. The church, someone say the church. You know what the church is? The church is not the brick and the mortar and the wood and the concrete and the steel and the asphalt. Amen. It's a building that we meet in, but the church is the body of Christ. It's the people. It's us. Amen. The church must awake. Amen. The church must embrace our destiny. Amen. If you read the back of the book, we win. Amen. But if you want to be on the winning side, you got to be in the church. You got to be in the body of Christ. Amen. The church, the body, we must act intentionally. Someone say intentionally. You got to do it on purpose. You're not going to stumble into heaven. If you make it there, you are because you intended to. You wanted to. Amen. It will be an intentional place that you want to go. Amen. The church, we, the body of Christ, must redeem the time. I'll tell you what, right now, things are going on in our world at such a fast pace. I mean, I can see the things being fulfilled from the Bible in our world right now. There has never been a day like our day. Never been a time when Scripture is completely and altogether able to be fulfilled in a moment. Amen. Man, they could put electronic locks on everything right now. Amen. They could lock your bank account. Amen. They could lock your job right now. They could lock... I tell you what, our world is in an electronic state. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right now is the time to serve the Lord. Amen. And revival is not accidental. We're not going to have accidental revival. Revival is something that you will intentionally plan for. It is something that you have to have intentionality in. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not going to just happen. It's not something we stumble into by chance. Nor is it reserved for a very special few people. No, it is those that want it, that desire it, that are going to decide to have it. It is they that will have revival. Apostolic destiny is not random. It is realized by men and women who determine in their hearts to pursue it faithfully. You got to chase after it. You got to meaningfully pursue it. Amen. We live in a time when the Spirit of God is moving in unprecedented ways. Wow. Our world is so energized. Now, I'm not a real political person other than that when the polls are open, I go vote. Okay? I'm not telling you to be one persuasion or another or vote one way or another. I do ask that you would pray and vote according to what God would lead you to do. Amen. I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, that this service they're going to have for Charlie Kirk is going to have more viewers than the Super Bowl. That is, my mind is just incredible. Praise the Lord. But our world is very sensitive right now. I believe that sensitivity is going to allow people to understand things of what God is doing. God is putting things in order. Amen. God is preparing the field that is white and ready to harvest. Amen. I believe God is getting people ready for you to say a word unto them. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe God is getting ready somebody to receive a card from your hand. I really do. I believe that. God is in it before you ever get there. This is not in my notes, but it's kind of humorous. I put a Jesus sign on the corner of my trees in my house. And I met a guy some time ago. He was digging in his yard, and he had a little digger machine, a little Kubota. So I stopped and asked him, "Hey, I've got some bushes in my yard I'd like to get dug out. Would you be interested in coming over and digging them with your machine?" And, he said, "Sure, I'll come by." He asked me where I live, and I go, 117, One Woodview Drive. You'll know my house because there's a big Jesus sign there. He goes, "Oh, I know right where that is." I was driving with my granddaughter down the street, and she was pointing with big eyes and looking, "I see Jesus!" So, and his name, would you believe it, was Kevin. Well, Kevin came by the house yesterday, and we had a little talk, and, well, we moved those bushes already, so I didn't need him to dig them out, but... we had a nice discussion. I gave him a card. He had talked about how his family was troubled and how that God is doing great things and he ought to go back to church. Amen. Praise the Lord. It just so happened I had one of them cards in my back pocket, and about 1.5 seconds later, plunk, there it is. Read that card. Well, I'll be seeing you there. Amen. So he said he intended to come. So praise the Lord. Carry one of those cards in your pocket. Praise the Lord. Hope you got a big pocket. But intentionally, you got to have one of those things ready. Man, I didn't know that guy was going to stop by. I didn't know what he was going to talk about. He wanted to go to church. But you got to be ready. Amen. Praise the Lord. We live in a time when the Spirit of God is moving in spectacular ways. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the harvest Jesus promised will only come to those who are willing to move with Him intentionally. Amen. Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 12. "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." We got to be ready to be in action at whatever time that the Lord would have us to move. Whatever time that the Lord would have us ready to say a word. It may not take a whole long time. Amen. It may only be a few sentences that you say that urges somebody to make a step toward God. If you'll take just one step toward God, I tell you, God will lead you in the right path. God will lead you in the right way. Amen. Praise the Lord. This verse, it reminds us that the kingdom is not passive. It requires force. It requires faith. It requires an intentional, someone say intentional, intentional pursuit. We got to think in our mind that I will do it. I will live for God. That's a great thing, talking to these young men that 19, 20, 21, 22. What are you going to do when you come to age? When your mama or your daddy's not bringing you to church anymore. When you get to choose to serve the Lord or not. Amen. You know, I fell into that pit for a little while. Man, I am so glad God pulled me out. I'm so glad God brought me back. I'm so glad God put me on the path and led me down the way and helped me to serve Him. Amen. Don't get caught up in the ditch. If you find yourself in the ditch, don't live there. Don't choose to live in the mully grubs. Don't choose to live in the bonds of sin. Amen. It can get and will get worse when you don't live for God. Amen. And I can tell you this, when you do live for God, it will, no matter how good God is, no matter how good it gets, it will get better. Praise the Lord. We got to serve God on purpose. Amen. We got to choose to live for God. In our intentional pursuit of God, we got to pray. Someone say pray. Pray intentionally. Amen. You got to pray meaningfully. You got to set aside time to pray. Amen. All revival begins in prayer. Amen. If you're going to be energized in the Holy Ghost, there will involve prayer. Amen. If God is going to do something special in your life, guess what? There's going to be prayer involved. Amen. Prayer. Amen. If my people, called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then, if you'll call on his name, humble yourselves, pray, seek his face, then good stuff happens. God will heal the land. Amen. God will save your soul. God will move heaven and earth. Amen. Prayer is not optional. If you're a child of God, prayer is required. We have to take time to pray. Prayer is foundational. It's what we build upon. Amen. We have to have prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Little advanced commercial. You hear more about it later, but we're planning later in the year to have an all-night prayer here at our church. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We'll start praying in the evening. We'll pray all night long. When the sun comes up, we go home. Go to breakfast. Maybe that might not be such a bad idea. Praise the Lord. We had a... Praise the Lord. I think we got a coffee pot, yeah. Praise the Lord. Prayer is intentional. Amen. Acts chapter 4, verse number 31. And when they had prayed... Let me read that little part first again. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. Notice the place was shaken after. Someone say after. After they prayed. Amen. I tell you, every single major event that has ever happened in this church, every time God did some miraculous and stupendous and spectacular and wonderful and glorious thing, was always, every time after prayer. Amen. When God moved us from one place to the other, It was after prayer. Amen. And when God moved us from a hotel room into this building, it was after a time of prayer. Amen. And when God did miraculous things within our own selves, every time, all the time, every time, it was always after prayer. We're going to pray intentionally that God would do miraculous things, and He will. Amen. Praise the Lord. Prayer is intentional. Amen. The intentional prayer opened the door for the apostolic boldness and the miraculous results that happened in the book of Acts, in the New Testament church. It was intentional. It was on purpose. Intentional prayer means setting aside time to pray. Not just praying when you feel like it, but even praying when you don't. Amen. Taking time to pray when you're too busy. If you're too busy to pray, you're too busy. Amen. You'll get way more done when you do pray than when you don't. Amen. Praise God. Intentional prayer means praying with purpose. Praying prayers on purpose. Praying for souls. Lord, save my son. Lord, save my daughter. God, save my spouse. God, save my neighbor, my friend, my loved one. God, help me on my job. God, do it in a miraculous way. God, help me find the way. Amen. Praying on purpose. Praying for souls, praying for open doors, praying that God would give us opportunity, praying for laborers in the harvest. Amen. If you run out of things to pray for, I hope you'll pray for me. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. If we want revival, we must pray revival prayers. Amen. You know, the one, I've said it before, and I'm sure you'll hear me say it again. I've had people ask me, well, what is it, Pastor, that you want from this revival? Here it is. One more family. Amen. One more family. Amen. Praise the Lord. Would you love Him with me? Lord, I pray even right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, that You would touch our hearts and touch our minds. And Lord, that You would give us souls. Lord, souls to be in the kingdom of God, to serve You, to know who You are, to realize how good God is, to know this great salvation. Lord, give us one more family. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope you'll join me in praying for one more family. Amen. Prayer is intentional. Amen. Number two, our church, me as a pastor, and there's other church leaders here under the sound of my voice, and even in every saint, every soul that is here right now, we got to lead intentionally. Amen. God has placed us here. I believe God has called us to this place. God has given this church leaders that are of apostolic. I mean, they believe like the apostles do, that God is the mighty God. Jesus is the Almighty. Amen. I believe God has given us leaders and teachers, even me as pastors and you as saints, positions of influence. Amen. But leadership is not about titles. It's about responsibility. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse number 16. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. It's not about the title. It's not about the position. It's about doing what God wants us to do. Amen. It's about being where God wants me to be. It's about being who God wants me to be. Amen. Whether if you're a saint, or if you're a leader, if you're a teacher, or if you're the pastor. Amen. God wants us to do His will. Amen. We got to feel that urgency to do what God has called me to do. What God wants me to do. It's got to have a priority in my life. Paul did not casually lead. He felt the urgency. To lead intentionally means we refuse to coast spiritually. Amen. It's time right now to get busy living for God. To be serious about your walk with Him. It's time right now to serve the Lord on purpose. Praise the Lord. We set an example in holiness and in praying and in faithfulness. We step into uncomfortable spaces to bring others alongside us in Jesus Christ. Amen. Leaders don't wait for revival. They lead the way into revival. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praying, leading. Number three, disciple intentionally. Amen. It's not just that we get people in the door. It's not just that they hear a good song service. It's not just that they hear apostolic preaching. Those things are good and those things are important. And we're going to keep doing those things. But it's more than that. Jesus, He preached to sometimes thousands, huge crowds. For sure He did. And He made everyone attending that was in that crowd feel like He was speaking to them. Amen. Directly to them. Now, there's been a few times people have come up and told me, well, you were preaching right to me today, Pastor. You know what? I'm preaching what God told me to preach. I'm preaching what the Lord would have me to say. Amen. Sister Jerry, would you bring me that tissue box, please? Praise the Lord. Just set it right there. Thank you. He made everyone feel that He was speaking, preaching, teaching directly to them. Amen. I pray that every soul, that every person that enters our building, that enters our service, that no matter who the speaker is, that God would speak to every person. Amen. That God would touch every hearer. That every life that would hear this message would be directly from God through the man of God to them. Amen. Jesus poured Himself into individuals. He called men and women to service. Come and follow me. Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 2. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Amen. I'll tell you what, God wants us all to be in the fight, to be in the battle. Amen. We truly are in a spiritual warfare. Amen. We truly are in need of laborers in the harvest. Amen. God wants to and is doing a miraculous thing in our church. Amen. But it's every life that God wants to use. Amen. When God uses the body, when God uses the church, this is how you get multiplication. Intentional discipleship. Amen. A true disciple is more than a convert. You know, you might be convinced, oh, you're right. Jesus is God. And that's a miraculous, a miracle of a revelation. It really is. But it's more than that. That's the beginning to know who Jesus is. And God wants us to live from Him, for Him, from there. Amen. To be a disciple is more than being a convert. A disciple is a committed follower of Jesus. Amen. He's made a commitment to serving the Lord. Amen. It's a high priority in his life or her life. Discipleship, you may not like this, requires a sacrifice of your time. Amen. You got to take time to serve the Lord. Amen. If you let the world lead you, man, you'll just go willy-nilly here and there, or you'll sit on the couch and veg and watch in a tube. You got to take time to serve the Lord. Amen. Discipleship requires building and maintaining a relationship with Jesus. Discipleship requires accountability. Amen. Every one of us should intentionally find someone that we can mentor or teach or train or guide. Every one of us should be a laborer in the field. Amen. Serving the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was number three. Number four is to reach the lost intentionally. Someone say intentionally. If we are going to reach the lost, it will be with purpose. It will be that we intended to do that. It will be intentionally. The heartbeat of a revival is souls. Jesus declared his mission very plainly. The purpose for why he came. Luke chapter 19 and verse number 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. It's the purpose of why he came. Now, if this church doesn't have that same purpose, then we should just close the doors. We should just go find some place that has this purpose. Amen. I'll tell you, this is the purpose of this church. Amen. We may do other things. You know, when we have our All Nations Revival, and we've done it many years, and we really enjoy it. I enjoy it. I believe the other people enjoy it. You know, we have an All Nations theme, and we have a potluck church dinner after church. But the purpose of having that service is not to eat a bunch of good food. It's for souls. It's that someone would hear the message of who Jesus is. That God would touch someone's life and be saved. Amen. If Jesus' purpose was souls, and it was, then his church cannot have another purpose It's souls. Reaching the lost intentionally means we look for opportunities to witness. We carry a track or a card or an invite in our pocket. Or we have invitations or Bible studies ready and available. Amen. In my Bible, I have strategically placed Bible study that at any time I'm ready for a Bible study. Amen. Amen. Anywhere, anytime, always ready. Amen. We're always ready to give a testimony of how good God is. Amen. God helped me when I was down. God helped me when I was in pain. God helped me when I couldn't lift myself up. God is still good. Amen. We have a testimony of how good God is. We not only say that we love the lost, we prove it with action. Amen. It's time for action. Amen. Church revival is not accidental. Amen. Apostolic destiny is not random. It doesn't just come to this church and not to that one. No. You will intentionally serve the Lord or you will not serve the Lord. You will do it on purpose or not at all. Apostolic destiny belongs to those who pray intentionally, lead intentionally, disciple intentionally, reach the lost intentionally. We do it on purpose. Everything is ready. Right now is the time. Amen. Now is the day of salvation. Today is the day to be saved. Right now is the time to make a step toward God. I opened up the lid and looked underneath there and the water was churning and it looks like it's perfect to be baptized. Nice and sparkly clean and man, it looks so pretty. Amen. If you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, don't wait 2 weeks for the revival. You should be baptized today. Right now is the day to be baptized. Right now is the time to ask God to forgive you. Right now, tell you what, you need the Holy Ghost today so you can help in the revival in 2 weeks. Amen. Let God use you. And you're going to need the Holy Ghost. Amen. For the direction of God in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right now. Don't wait. Don't wait for another service. Don't wait for 2 more weeks. Right now is the time. Amen. God has already gotten everything ready. Amen. The harvest is ready. I tell you, our world has ears that is wanting to hear something from God. Amen. Right now is the time. The question is not, will end time apostolic revival continue to expand? That's not the question. God's church is going to be successful. God's church will be redeemed. Amen. That's not a maybe or a might or if. There's no if in it. It's absolutely settled in heaven. It's in the Word of God. The questions are, will we be a part of it? Will my name be written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Amen. Will I be saved? Will God use me in the apostolic end time revival? How will God use me in His day? Amen. The question is, are we, you and I, the church, the body of Christ, ready to act intentionally? How badly do we, the church, the body of Christ, want what God has for us? Do you really want what God has for you? Amen. I want it. I want it. I want it. I want what God has for me. I want to know of His glory. I want to know of His miraculous nature. I want to understand God's ways. I want to know who He is. I want to see the glory of His hand. Amen. I want it. Do you want it more than other things? I want it more than other things. I want God's will in my life more than other things. John chapter 4 and verse 35. Say not ye, there are 4 months and then cometh the harvest. Don't say revival is going to come in 2 weeks. I tell you, God wants to give you revival right now. God wants to do something special in your life today. Amen. Say not ye, there are 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white already to harvest. Can you see how God is placing things in order in your life? Do you see how that God is placing things in your life in order for His will to be accomplished? He's doing it right now. He's already did everything He needs to do. The harvest is not coming someday. The intended harvest is right now. I have a challenge. Musicians, would you come stand with me? I have a challenge. I'm going to ask you to make a commitment. I challenge every believer under the sound of my voice. Here is the challenge. With God's help. That's the preface. With God's help. Keep that in the forefront of your mind. With God's help, I want to do the following. Now listen carefully. If ever any one of these things touches your life, if this is where you are, then this challenge is for you. How about this one? With God's help, I want to find one person who is hungry for the truth.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you want to find one person that is hungry for the truth?
Yes.
Then take the challenge. With God's help, I want to make myself available to do a Bible study. Amen. Amen. There's people here under the sound of my voice that will take that challenge. With God's help, I want to make myself available for a Bible study. Are you willing to take that challenge?
Amen. Yes.
With God's help, I want to go through every open door that God prepares for me.
All right.
Amen. God, help me to do what you lead me to do. God, enable me. God, you may lead me into a place I've never been before. But God, I want to do it. I want to follow you no matter where it is. I want to do it. With God's help. Will you go through that open door and do what God wants you to do? Will you take the challenge? With God's help. I want to invite one or more persons to our revival in 2 weeks. Amen. God, help me to find the right person to invite. God, help me to do your will. To every person who has accepted a challenge today, if one of those things are in your heart and you want God's help to do that thing,
hallelujah,
I'm inviting you to this altar.
Yeah.
Come on up to this altar. Amen. If you'll take one of these cards, we'll pray together that God would help you to place it in the right person's hand. That God would give you anointing to say the right word. That God would help you to do His will.